Welcome to Legal Talk. I'm John Mitchell, and today we're uncovering the legal insights and strategies that help you protect what matters most. You're watching Now Media Television.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is John Mitchell. I'm the host of the show. And boy, oh boy, do we have some wonderful, a big, wonderful treat for everybody today. Thank you so much for being with us. Today we have Divya Gill, who is a CPA and Master of Business Administration, overachiever out there, and has got some locations out in California where she's based. She is a business tax and advisory expert, and so we are going to have a real treat, like I said, for everybody. And we're happy, so happy, pleased to have Divya on the show today. Divya, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, just to mention, right, so everybody's on the same page, right, because we had the Legal Talk show going for a while, and we've been on hiatus for a while. Now we're back. Happy to have everybody back in the saddle, back with us again. So this show is all about giving our small business owners some clarity, right, helping people to understand their legal decisions, their tax decisions, what the kinds of things that shape your success and the kinds of things that might expose you to some risk, right? So that's kind of what we're aiming for with this show. So today's conversation, of course, going to be especially important, because one of the earliest decisions that entrepreneurs need to make is one of the ones that causes big problems later, or might cause or could cause problems later, and that's choosing the correct or the incorrect business structure, right? So like I said, Divya is with us today to kind of help walk us through all of that. Divya is a second generation CPA with deep experience as an auditor, an accounting manager, controller for organizations exceeding $1 billion in revenue. And so after many years in corporate finance, Divya founded her own practice. And that's what she does day to day, helping small and mid-sized businesses navigate all the complexities of tax, financial decisions, and all that good stuff with confidence. So like I said, Divya has her MBA and a leadership certificate from Cornell. Very nice. And she's licensed as a CPA in both California and Nevada. Like I said, overachiever, right? So once again, Divya, welcome to Legal Talk. We're going to be unpacking some entity structure questions today. What structure is it that people need to consider and why? So that, of course, is a legal and financial foundation that can affect everything from taxes to your long-term growth, right? So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And let me ask you this, just to get us started, Divya. Why is entity structure such an important decision for taxes and legal protection?
Well, thank you for the warm welcome, John. And this is one of my favorite topics. So let's dive right into entity structure and what business owners really need to know. Entity structure is basically the foundation of your business house. It determines how much you pay in taxes, how protected your personal assets are, and how easy it is going to grow or bring on partners later. A lot of founders pick something quickly just to get started, but that early decision can follow you or haunt you for years. When it's done right, it saves money, reduces risks, and gives you the flexibility as the business evolves. When it's done wrong, it can be very expensive to fix.
Right. Oh, yes. Don't I know it? I mean, tell you, you're preaching to the choir there. All right. So now we've kind of set up a framework. Okay. What is it and why is it important? So let me follow that up and ask you this. What kind of mistakes do you see business owners default to when they go straight with a LLC, S Corp, and they don't fully understand the implications? What kind of curveballs do you see coming people's way?
Sure. That's another great question. And I truly think that Founders or business owners don't make bad choices, but they make fast choices without context. LLCs and S-corps can be powerful tools when they're used intentionally. The issue is when someone picks a structure before understanding how that structure impacts their business in context of growth, making more revenues, multi-state expansion, and adding partners and or investors. When founders take the time to align the entity with their real goals, they usually unlock better tax savings, cleaner operations, and a lot more confidence in their decisions. As your business grows, your structure should evolve with it. I like to think of it as renovating a home. Your entity is the foundation. You have a kitchen remodel, which is upgrading your systems. And then adding rooms is like expanding your services or your team. So if the foundation isn't right, every upgrade becomes harder and more expensive.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. That is so important. So these kinds of decisions really do set the foundation, right? So tell me this then. How would you say that wrongly selected business structures might affect you in terms of, IRS audits, liability exposure, and even long-term scalability?
Sure. And we see that a lot in my CPA practice, where the wrong structure doesn't really cause problems immediately or right away. It creates friction over time. From an audit perspective, it can trigger audit red flags like inconsistent reporting, improper payroll, commingling. From a liability standpoint, it can blur the line between your personal as well as business assets, which defeats the whole purpose of having protection and the ability to not commingle your assets. And also when it comes to scaling, to your point or your question, the wrong structure can make it much harder to raise capital, add partners, or even exit clearly and cleanly if you want to close the business tomorrow or sell it, get acquired, and be a part of that process. So the right structure keeps things clean, defensible, scalable. So growth feels supported instead of stressful or forced.
Right. Well, that is excellent, wonderful information, good perspective. Let me ask you this question then, because this brings up, you mentioned something about audits, and have you seen in your practice any kind of an effect, like let's say any additional scrutiny from the IRS because of a business structure that has been chosen or a tax selection that has been made? I'm thinking particularly about reasonable compensation for S corps or something like that. Have you seen any of that?
Actually, you raise a good point, and yes, we have. People will form S corps, and I can give you an example out of it. We had a client who formed an S corp, decided he still did not want to pay himself a reasonable compensation or a salary to make it easier for people to comprehend the situation. And then he ended up getting audited by the IRS. They decided to disregard some of his owner's draws because that's the direction he chose to go with, saying, I don't need to run a payroll. I'm just going to take a couple hundred thousand out in owner's draws. IRS did not like that move. They went in, they disallowed all the draws, and they forced him to recognize that as an expense on the payroll end and pay back payroll taxes. What made it worse was once that got triggered, the state got a notification from IRS because a lot of states and IRS have started talking now. And then came one of the employment departments too with back taxes. So as you can understand, it can accumulate and culminate into a situation which can be easily controlled if you choose the right structure from the start. From the IRS side, entity choice isn't about punishment. It's about clarity, consistency. Every structure comes with specific expectations around reporting, payroll, and documentation, like you mentioned, an S-corp. And an S-corp needs to have reasonable compensation, but then you have the ability to go into retirement planning and different other advanced retirement options that any knowledgeable CPA should be able to help you with. When the entity does not match how the business is actually operating, that's when scrutiny increases. Clean entity alignment makes returns easier to review, disputes easier to resolve, and enforcement far less likely. In other words, the right structure makes you doesn't make you invisible, it makes you defensible.
Right, exactly. And folks out there, that is why it's very important to find, hook up with Divya or hook up with somebody like Divya, expert that's going to be able to help walk you through all of these things real quickly, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. Time flies when you're having fun. When should a business owner pause and reassess their structure? When's a good time to take a look at that? And then if you can, tell people how they might get a hold of you if they need to find you.
Sure. I'll make this quick. The moment your business grows, shifts, it starts asking more of you, that's the moment to assess. You want to, as a founder, look at it and you want to make sure you work with the right person to understand how to go about navigating through the complexities of those structures. It could be a big jump in revenue, adding partners or investors, hiring employees, and so on. So your business evolves, your structure has to evolve with it, because it's all about building the right foundation, which is sustainable, defensible, and intentional. And if you would like somebody to help you and be on your side, you can go to our website. It's guildtaxgroup.com. If you scroll at the bottom, besides all the content within the website, you also find our social media links, where we post a lot from time to time about educating our clients and prospects about tax strategy, entity structure, proactive planning. And beyond that, we regularly do a lot of podcasts and conferences to educate all the individuals to the best ability we can.
Well, that is all wonderful information, Divya. Thank you so much for being with us. And folks out there, go, get yourself some rest, relaxation, hit that big restroom, get your hot or cold beverage of your choice, because we are going to be right back. And up next, we'll be talking a little bit about what happens when business owners operate without a legal strategy at all, and how proactive planning changes everything.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more practical, real-world legal guidance. This is Legal Talk on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm John Mitchell, and you're watching Legal Talk on Now Media Television. Let's continue the conversation.
Welcome back, everybody, to Legal Talk. Thanks very much for being with us. If you want more of what you're watching, by the way, you can stay connected to Legal Talk and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. So you download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS, unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. Are you on the move? You can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. So, I'm here again with Divya Gill. In our first segment, we talked about how the wrong business structure can quietly create some big tax and legal risk. Now, let's zoom out a little bit, because even with the right entity, many owners are still operating without a legal strategy at all. Right. And so we want to dive a little bit into that with Divya. Divya, thanks for being back with us again.
My pleasure.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so jumping right in, what does a simple but effective strategy look like for small business owners?
Sure. So what I call a simple yet effective legal strategy for small business owners is really about getting the fundamentals right. And I often share this with my clients, what we call is a clean legal framework, where clean, the word C stands for choose and maintain the right entity, L stands for lock and key relationships, E stands for establishing protections, and A stands for actively complying, N is for navigating with the advisors, having professionals by your side who will help you pick the right strategies that should complement and help you grow your business, be it your written agreements, be it your legal agreements, which we would associate with lawyers like you, John. At its best, a strategy that is rightly driven should be boring, preventative, cost-effective. The goal is not to eliminate all the risks, but to avoid the avoidable problems so the owner can focus on growing the business with confidence.
Right. Oh, that is so important, man. That's so important. So let me ask you this, Dan. How have you seen in your many years of expertise and wisdom, how would you say that tax planning and legal planning work together rather than work in kind of on their own in silos, right? How do they work together?
Right. And that's a very good point that people often miss. And they'll be like, I'll just do the legal planning and not worry about taxes, or the other way around. And we go, no, tax planning and legal planning work the best when they're integrated and not in silos, because every smart move needs a solid legal foundation to hold up. Your entity choice will shape your both liability and tax outcomes, be it your payroll, distributions, retirement strategies, hiring employees, bringing on partners. They only work if they're properly structured and documented. Strong legal compliance paired with that kind of planning protects those tax benefits from audits and penalties. When it comes to growth, exits, legal decision-making, or business decision-making, all of these decisions that you're making early on and together in harmony will directly impact your future tax results. Tax planning shows what's efficient. Legal planning makes it defensible.
Excellent. So what's legal versus what's defensible? Excellent, excellent, excellent advice and excellent, thoughts on all of this, to be very helpful for all the folks out there in the audience that are wondering about all this good stuff. Now, how would you say, how does having a strategy prevent problems or prevent disputes before they ever even exist?
Sure. So that is a great question. And here's why. We have a lot of clients who walk in clueless about what will work for them and what will last them in the real world. A strong strategy prevents disputes by eliminating uncertainties before emotions, money, and pressure enter the picture. Clear entity structure will define who owns what, who decides what. Well-written agreements set expectations around roles, compensation, profit sharing before relationships are tested. Proper documentation supports decisions so they are not second-guessed later. Proactive compliance removes the gray areas that often trigger audits, penalties, and internal conflict. Often we have clients walking in saying, we don't have an agreement in place. We have been friends since high school and we got each other's back. And next thing what you see, a dispute or disagreement happens later on, which was not even foreseen. So most disputes don't start with bad intentions. They start with assumptions. A thoughtful legal and tax strategy replaces assumptions with clarity, allowing you to grow without friction.
Right. That's a very important point. Grow without friction. So take care of problems before they ever even become problems, and go in hand in glove with that. And I've been preaching this, for years and years now, the importance of being in contact, having your professionals on board. You know, I tell people, put my number in your phone and put me on speed dial. Right. Because right. It's so much easier and better to take care of things before they become problems than to try to come back and clean up a mess afterwards. And so I have been for many years recommending to people that they go ahead and stay in contact regularly, at least once or twice a year, with their attorney or their CPA, or maybe even both, depending on how complex their life and their business situation is, right? So speaking about that, right. So I know you're on board with that, right? So what should every business owner be looking at, reviewing annually with their tax professional or their CPA? What should they be looking at on an ongoing annual basis to be able to stay protected and kind of stay compliant?
Sure. And I totally agree with you, John, on that. What is needed is at least an annual legal and tax checkup, because the business you're running to get today is really the same one you started. You have grown, you have hired employees, and you have added probably more nuances to the business, maybe more locations. That review should include confirming what you have right now, your filings, your payroll, your operating agreements, decision-making, contracts, insurance, everything matches to your real world risk. It means reviewing payroll. It means worker classification should be correct. Tax filings should be accurate and defensible. Just as important it is to revisit all the compensation and everything, it's important that you not only do this for compliance reasons, but also making sure that your strategy legally and tax-wise is evolving with the business. So small gaps never turn into big problems.
Yes, yes, again. Oh, that is so wonderful. We are feasting on the veritable steak dinner of good advice today, right? This is wonderful stuff. Okay, now one final kind of question. I want to hit it from this angle for you, right? So let's say we've already talked a little bit about having a strategy, foundation basis for your business decisions and stuff. How, in a practical sense, right? How have you been able to see the difference in how business owners lead and make decisions when they have clear tax plan and clear legal planning behind them? How have you seen that when the rubber meets the road?
It's very gratifying when I say that when clear legal tax plan and strategy is put in place, it's amazing to see how these owners show up as leaders. They are empowered, they're confident. Instead of operating cautiously or second guessing every move, they make decisions with speed and conviction because the rules, protection, tax consequences are already understood. Risk becomes more strategic, not emotional. Growth decisions are evaluated through a clear mindset instead of fear, and it's not forced. And it also changes the tone of the business owner as a leader. You will be more decisive. Your boundaries are clearer. Your accountability is built in. So as I tell my clients, when the foundation is solid, leadership becomes intentional.
Well, Divya, this has been just super incredibly valuable information for everybody out there. I hope everybody, can just soak it all up like a sponge. And in case they need to, follow up with you, follow your work, connect with you so that they can, strengthen their business and protect it. How in the world would they go about connecting with you?
So you could check us out on our website, guildtaxgroup.com. If you scroll down, there are social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, where we are constantly sharing ongoing information, educating our clients about strategy, structuring, and everything else we have been talking about today, John. It's all about proactive planning and not taking a reactive approach. You could also call us at 866-GILL-TAX. That's GILLTAX. Again, 866-GILLTAX. And our goal is always the same, to help business owners who are watching the show to move from a reactive to a strategic mindset. So their businesses aren't just profitable, they're protected. Because the way we look at it, your business is our business and your success is our success.
Man, oh man, that is wonderful. So folks out there, follow up with Divya, give her a call, 866-GILLTAX, 866-GILLTAX, and you're going to get the help that you need to be able to move forward, be on solid footing with your business and have some good tax and legal planning behind you, right? So that you can move forward, on solid ground. So Divya, thank you very much for joining us on Legal Talk, and thank you very much to the audience for being with us. We really appreciate it. Hope that we brought some excellent information for you today. Today's conversation reinforces that simple truth, right? So clarity creates confidence. Clarity creates confidence. Listen to that nice alliteration right there. When business owners understand their structure and they have a legal strategy in place, they are no longer out there guessing and reaching for straws. So protection isn't about fear, it's about foresight. The right structure, the right plan, the right advisors helps you grow with confidence and not be mired in uncertainty. So I am John Mitchell, and this has been Legal Talk. Until next time, stay informed, stay protected, and lead your business with confidence.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more practical, real-world legal guidance. This is Legal Talk on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm John Mitchell, and you're watching Legal Talk on Now Media Television. Let's continue the conversation.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome, everybody, back to Legal Talk. I am John Mitchell, host of your show. And boy, oh boy, we are following up with a real treat today. We have Debbie Gill of Gill Tax Services, and she is a CPA and an MBA, and she has some really beautiful and valuable information to bring forward to us. But I thought we would take a little time, you know, and get to know Debbie a little bit. So Debbie, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Thank you for the warm welcome again, and morning to you again.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Debbie. So now let me ask you this, right? First of all, how long have you been doing tax work?
I have been doing tax work for a minute now, let's put it that way, for over a decade. I am a second generation CPA. So I started this in the family business. And then I did work in the corporate for a long time in various roles in audit, accounting, et cetera, and working for large organizations with over $1 billion in revenue. And then in the tax practice, at some point I decided I wanted to work on my own. And about 8 years ago, I decided to open our very first office, and there has been no stopping since then. Now we are up to 4 offices in California and 1 office in Nevada at this point. And we practice nationwide. We primarily help businesses focus on their tax planning, tax preparation, and compliance work.
Wow, 8 big years and 4 offices. Man, that is super impressive. So, you know, big kudos to you. So you say you're in, what did you say, 4 different locations. So 3 of them are in California and 1 in Nevada. Where specifically in California? California is a big place.
Yes, it is. So there are 4 locations in California and 1 in Nevada. So there are a total of 5. The Nevada one is easy to remember. It's in Summerlin. The ones in California, we cover essentially from northern to southern. So we have an office in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Orange County, and then San Diego.
Wow, my goodness. That's right. So you are literally north to south. That's, man, that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. But you can also, I think we were talking about a few minutes off camera when we were getting all set up, you can also handle clients like, let's say somebody from Florida called you and they have federal tax situations going on. So you could actually take on clients from basically anywhere in the U.S. or even foreign locations if they have U.S. tax situations they want to work on.
Absolutely. And we have plenty of clients who fit that scenario that you just described, John, where they are nationwide or housed internationally, and they have their business offices here in U.S. And we're constantly working with all kinds of CPAs and CAs overseas to make sure they're compliant in partnership with those people. They're compliant here in U.S. because there's extra reporting for financial aspects that need to be done when you have big organizations that are housed entirely outside of U.S. or that has small offices here in U.S. or huge presence in U.S. So absolutely, we can help, and we do help everybody and anybody who has any kind of complicated tax situation.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That is perfect. That's wonderful. Hey, so let me ask you this then. All right, so you mentioned second generation CPA. Would you say what's the origin story? How was that seed planted? Would you say that, maybe as a kid you saw one of your parents working as a CPA and thought, boy, that's interesting. What was the genesis? How'd you get started?
Absolutely. I get that question a lot, and I love talking about it because it's something that tells you where you come from, your roots, and makes you reflect how much of a valuable experience you have had. My dad is the CPA in the family, and he was the one who planted that seed that I was really good with numbers, and it just came to me naturally. Next thing, he made me part of his work on a daily basis and started involving me with return work over time, doing a lot of tax preparation for him on different aspects and different clients. And that's where I started picking up that, hey, I really like this and I would like to pursue it as part of a long-term career plan. And it just built organically for me. And then after pursuing a corporate role for almost over 20 years, I decided that I wanted to essentially follow him in his footsteps and go towards having my own practice like he does in Central California. And I decided to venture into California and Nevada as discussed, because over time I also saw so many business owners in his career and mine that needed more than just tax filing. They needed guidance, planning, a trusted advisor who could help that would make better business decisions. And that made me realize that as an individual who is part of this and so close to it, it would be great if I can partner with these small and medium-sized businesses and help them grow. And once they hit that spot, it's just fascinating and gratifying itself. It's like my own business is growing.
Right, exactly. So you kind of have a way of looking at it kind of like I do, right? Like I take my clients by the hand and I feel almost like we're partners, like we're together in this, right? And I can yes. tell that you have the same kind of mentality, and that's really what it takes. And, I had people ask me before, John, how do you sit there and stare at, numbers and stuff all day? I'll tell you what, I don't know if you agree with this, Dee. I think you probably would agree. Being a CPA or even being an attorney, it's kind of like a backstage pass, right? So if you enjoy understanding how things work and you understand you like understanding business and finance and really digging in and understanding how things work out and how people go about their business and make their decisions and stuff, this is you've got seats on the 50 yard line if you're the CPA or the attorney, right? Would you kind of agree with
absolutely.
That
absolutely totally agree with that. And I can so relate to that, Norm, because to me, people will tell me, oh my God, I can tell you really like what you do. And I almost always say, I love what I do. And it's a passion for me. It's something that clicks, comes naturally to me. And when you plant those seeds, in terms of different businesses who take your strategy and next year they come in, they're up another million, then another million. And now they're growing so big that they have multiple offices. That's the gratification that I certainly see you related to, John. It just comes naturally to you too.
Right. And so that is true. And thanks for that. That's so true. And so that brings me to my next question, right? We're delving in a little bit here now. So you started off your career, working with those big billion-dollar companies. So that's good experience. So that means that you're not scared when you see big, big numbers on a spreadsheet or, God forbid, God help us, on an IRS notice or something, right? And so not scared of those big numbers. But what would you say is the biggest difference that you see between working as a cog in a big machine versus being out on your own one-on-one kind of helping people? What's the big difference there?
I would say the biggest difference is how you can make a difference, because I always thought back in corporate career I could make a difference. However, a shift in the leadership, or a shift in the economy or something else that would shake the core of that business one way or the other, you realize that you are really tiny in you know, the grand scheme of things. However, once you start working on your own, it's scary initially, but once you start building a client base and start putting your name out there and people start trusting your decisions by trusting you with their returns, as well as the complicated tax matters like audits and whatnot, you then realize that you are able to make that difference. So I realized that the difference I was looking for and the gratification I was looking for was something I could not find in the big, you know, big boys world, you could say. And I could really find that here. Another thing I would like to highlight is a big difference as a brown woman I'm making and as a woman entrepreneur is empowering and working with a lot of women entrepreneurs and business owners who are, of course, men and women, but a lot of women out there who are looking for that knowledge and the financial expertise that has been missing. So when I see all of this coming together, it sets like a true purpose for me that this is why I went on my own, and I am glad I did.
Well, now that you're out on your own, let me ask you this. What would you say is your one or two main areas of focus of your practice?
Sure. So we specialize in, of course, we do tax preparation for businesses. And if you are S-Corp owner, we'll also pair it with the individual return because strategy has to happen at all levels. But our primary focus is businesses. And I do a lot of tax strategy for the businesses to ensure that we make the dollars work to your advantage and you pay the legal minimum tax liability. The goal is to implement enough proactive planning and make it more effective so that you don't miss out on the opportunities that come your way. We also do accounting and bookkeeping. We also engage us in IRS and state audits, representation, and a lot of consulting. But primarily, our work is structured around tax strategy, tax planning, preparation, and accounting services.
All right. And in the less than 1 minute that we got left, I wanted to just make sure and ask you this really important question. Is there any nugget of wisdom, any pearls of wisdom that you'd like to share? One thing that you wish everybody knew when they walk in your door?
Yes, I will leave you with this thought that most people think taxes are once a year annual event. They're not. Real savings for businesses happens over months before you ever file. So it's and reach out to people like us who are CPAs and our year-round partners and not a seasonal service. If you need the true bang for your buck and the true advice that will help you gear towards success and growth.
Yes, ma'am. Very good stuff. And so final question, how do people get a hold of you if they need to do so?
Yes, absolutely. You could check us out on our website. It's guildtaxgroup.com. We have our social media platform links in there to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. You could also call us at 866 Gill Tax. That's 866 GILL Tax. And we are here to help you with any of your growing business needs. We want to make you profitable and protected. Your business is our business. Your success is our success.
Excellent, Divya. Well, thank you very much. And thanks to the audience for being with us. Again, I am John Mitchell. This is Legal Talk. Stick with us. Come back for more later on, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more practical, real-world legal guidance. This is Legal Talk on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm John Mitchell, and you're watching Legal Talk on Now Media Television. Let's continue the conversation.
Being part of the show was such an honor, and it was really enlightening. It was great talking to John prior to the show. At a personal level in connecting with him. He has a lot of legal expertise and a lot of knowledge, I could tell. And at the same time, the team at Now Media made it flawless in terms of the entire experience. There were no glitches. It was seamless. And Abraham, you have been great as well. I am sorry if I messed up your name, but you have been completely great. tonight, and this was an absolute delight. I look forward to contributing in any future shows if need be, and look forward to long-term continued success.